Hello and welcome to the HF Propagation Report for October 2009. This is Steve Nichols, G0KYA. Well, I hope you're making the most of the bands. They seem to have improved dramatically since the summer. Nothing really to do with sunspots, more to do with just the seasonal change that we get where the bands improve in the autumn period, especially in the Northern Hemisphere. This month we're going to have a bit of a change to the report. I've just got back from the RSGB's annual convention. Well, I was very pleased to meet Carl Lischelswab, K9LA from the ARRL. Now, Carl's an expert on propagation, HF propagation, and gave a very interesting lecture on Solar Cycle 24 and why it's been delayed. He also spoke about something else, which was galactic cosmic rays and the effect on top band. So I took the opportunity to record an interview with Carl, and I asked him, where exactly are we on Solar Cycle 24?
Okay, a good way to start would be to talk about what Cycle 23 did and what Solar Minimum is doing now. Cycle 23 started in late 1996, reached a maximum smooth sunspot number of about 120 in 2000, had a secondary peak in the winter of 2001, which was very fortuitous for 6-meter operators, lots of F2 6-meter DX, and then it started its descent. And it's still down there, unfortunately. Historically, the last 5 solar cycles have spent about 2 years at solar minimum. This cycle minimum that we're seeing right now is about 3 years and still going. No one really knows for sure when it's going to start coming back up. But we are in a very deep solar minimum. It's the deepest we've ever seen in our lifetimes. But when you look at all historical data on the 23 solar cycles, it's not that unusual. There have been much longer solar minimums. Hopefully, we're not headed that way. Solar cycle 24 did start in January 2008 with some sunspots. We just haven't seen a lot of them since then. At the end of September, we saw a good burst of solar activity. In fact, there were 2 regions, and it really pushed the sunspot number up quite a bit. Solar flux went up. And in fact, there were some really good openings on the higher band, so that just kind of foretells that maybe something's going to start soon. The latest prediction for cycle 24 is peak in 2013 at about 90. Again, the only thing that we can do is just wait and see what happens.
Okay, I understand as well that the spots we are seeing, the magnetic field strength is lower than it has been. So some people are saying that sunspots are actually dying out completely. What would you say about that?
There was an interesting paper recently in the American Geophysical Union's weekly newsletter, EOS Transactions. It talked about the measurements that some 2 scientists has made. I believe their names are Livingston and Penn. And they see just a decrease from about 1992 in the field strength of sunspots. And that's probably why we don't see many. There's some solar activity going on, but it's just not strong enough to break and make sunspots. So it's an interesting trend. What's going to happen? Anybody can guess.
Okay. And also yesterday you were talking about galactic cosmic rays and the possible effect on top band propagation. How could you summarize that for me?
Yeah, because we're at a very deep solar minimum, our magnetic field is extremely quiet. You can see this in the AP index and several other indices. Galactic cosmic rays come 24/7 from all over the universe, so they're basically omnidirectional. And the only thing that keeps them out is the magnetic field of the Earth. And when the magnetic field of the Earth is very strong, the galactic cosmic rays don't get in. And conversely, when the magnetic field is very quiet, a lot of them get in. Now, galactic cosmic rays are very energetic protons. They get down into the D region very easily, and they can cause additional ionization down in the D region both day and night, which could be detrimental to 160. Now, there's no proof that this is what's happening, but just a poll on the top band reflector in the past month indicates that most people feel this solar min is not as good as the last solar min, which was 95, 96, and 97. So it could be that galactic cosmic rays, because we're seeing so many of them right now, could be causing that additional absorption in the D region, and that doesn't help 160.
I think you said Bob Brown is about to publish an article on this.
Yes, Bob is really the one that's behind all this. His first article in CQ was, I think it was January 2008, and it talked about how galactic cosmic rays could impact 160-meter DXing. There is a recent article that he submitted to CQ. I believe it's going to be out in the November CQ, if I remember correctly, and it's a continuation. He's published several articles in the Low Band Monitor, the DX magazine published by N4AA. So there's a lot of references. If you need to see him, you can always contact me at k9la@arrl.net, and I can point you in the correct direction.
Carl, thanks very much.
So there you are. Solar Cycle 24 is going. It's just taking its time, and we'll have to just wait and see to see how good it really does get. In the meantime, there's plenty of DX to be worked. At the moment, I'm listening to K4M, the Midway Island DX expedition, and also a DX expedition to Benin and Africa, TY1MS, and they're working plenty of stations. So there is plenty of DX to be had. So until the next time, this is Steve Nichols, G0KYA, saying 7-3 and good DX.